This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States wants a vote on a UN resolution on tougher sanctions for North Korea following its latest missile launches. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more on the story.
The United States called for a vote Thursday on a UN resolution that would impose tougher sanctions on North Korea for its recent launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles that can be used to deliver nuclear weapons. But the measure faces opposition from North Korea's neighbors China and Russia, which both said at the council meeting on May 11th they wanted to see new talks and not more punishment for the North. Whether China and Russia will use their veto power to block the measure or abstain remains to be seen. The announcement of the vote came hours after South Korea reported North Korea test-launched a suspected ICBM and two shorter-range missiles. It also followed Tuesday's conclusion of U.S. President Joe Biden's Asia trip that included stops in South Korea and Japan, where he reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to defend both allies in the face of the North's nuclear threat. Wednesday's launches were the 17th round of missile firings this year by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the country's official name. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday he would be open to negotiations with Russia, but only direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking by video link to the World Economic Forum, Zelensky said there is a potential for finding a diplomatic way out of the conflict if Putin understands reality. Zelensky added that the first step towards talks with Russia would be for Russian forces to withdraw back to the lines that were in place before Russia launched its invasion back on late February and